Is she about to announce a run for the White House? Many possible GOP candidates have announced their intention, but comments made by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin now have some wondering if she is indeed planning a presidential bid for 2012.
Joining us live to talk more about this, political insiders Chris Pagala and Jim McGrath. Jim, she almost seems ambivalent about this.
You know, and JP, I think that's indicative of her ultimate intentions. I don't believe at the end of the day, I maintain my belief, I think it was Chris's earlier on as well, that she won't run. I think she still wants to be a figure. She still wants to be, quote-unquote, a player and influencing the course of the election next year. She sent out a fundraising letter. She's talked about still having the fire in the belly. But the fire in the belly to do what? I think it's to help remove Barack Obama, but I don't think she's going to be announcing anytime soon that she's going to be leading that ticket to remove Barack Obama. She wants to influence, not lead the ticket.
Chris, do you see Sarah Palin stepping up and throwing her support behind anyone in particular?
I think in time she will, Lana. And I believe, like Jim, I just don't think Sarah Palin's going to run. And if she doesn't run, I think that's the smarter move for her. She is such an unbelievable target. She has been just, you know, unmercifully attacked by the left. If she stays out, she has more power. She can come in and talk to candidates. She can weigh in on issues. She can ultimately, yes, put her considerable clout and her star power behind one of these candidates. She can have a bigger impact not running. You know, the fire in the belly comment a few days ago, it really has garnered some attention, but I think she's going to sit back, she's going to bide her time, and she's not going to run. She's going to be a kingmaker, not the king.
Jim McGrath, it seems to me she's also would have to give up one heck of a paycheck, given the public speaking fees that she gets, the Fox television show, all that kind of thing.
No, there are sacrifices that you make when you do decide to get into a presidential run, JP. I mean, you make there's a benefit in the added exposure you would get, but you do forego, in her case, in Governor Huckabee's case, he decided against it as well, a heck of a payday in the meantime. So it's a trade-off, but at the end of the day, I mean, Governor Palin also decided to step down as governor of Alaska because of the political attacks against her by the state party there. That's beanbag compared to what would be waiting for her if she ran for president. That's why we think she's staying down.
All right. Thanks very much, political insiders Chris Pagala and Jim McGrath.